For many, Thanksgiving launches a season of holiday cheer and perhaps more eating than usual. Water advocates are seizing the opportunity to try to turn people's attention to our local watershed. How much of that Thanksgiving residue will wind up in local waterways? WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz witnessed the start of the experiment, which may become an annual event.
Geese and an occasional gull swoop and squawk onto a gray Milwaukee River. But UWM scientist Val Klump keeps his eyes on a technician. She's fastening a bottle at the end of a 6-foot pole and is dipping it in and out of the swiftly flowing stream. This is happening on the Kinnickinnick and Menominee, too. A few days after Thanksgiving, others will draw bottlefuls at the same spots. Klump says the idea is to see if trace amounts of holiday behavior bounce in the river.
One of the interesting things they have seen elsewhere, not here yet because we haven't done it, is after 3 days after Thanksgiving, a big spike in vanilla and cinnamon in the water. You know, people get that. They go, oh. I know where that's coming from, right?
That connection is what Klump hopes the snapshot provides.
To give people a feeling for the fact that they actually impact the waters in ways they might not otherwise know.
And whatever finds its way into Milwaukee's rivers, sooner or later, flow into Lake Michigan.
A lot of people are familiar with the fact that there are pharmaceuticals in the lake, and they sort of have a vague idea how that happens. But not everybody takes, you know, drug X, Y, or Z.
Researchers will use sophisticated gadgets to determine what lurks in samples of water on all three rivers.
It's done on a gas chromatograph mass spectrometer system, which basically will take a mixture of things and can separate them out. And then each time a little, you know, compound is separated from that mixture, you can quantify it.
Klump says, for example, caffeine puts out a strong signal, but other substances may be more challenging to identify. That search is part of a deeper, year-long study the UWM School of Freshwater Sciences is coordinating into human impacts on our waterways.
We take our water infrastructure for granted. You know, you turn the tap and you flush the toilet and you don't think about where it goes after that. And the truth of the matter is, you know, we treat sewage extremely well, but they can't get everything, and some of it, you know, gets into our water supply.
Klump and his colleagues will release the initial holiday impact results in mid-December. The scientist hopes the Thanksgiving tide sampling becomes an annual barometer. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.